I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When it step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know if yours nigga hit magic in that 645. Valley say Jizzle nigga stand new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me what I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. We used to take a little show money, just throw money. If it's on the flow, nigga, it's the flow money. If you brought it out the blow and you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call the shit blow money. Still a realest nigga in this, y'all know it.
We made our halftime adjustments. Welcome to the third quarter, boys.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the third quarter, boys. I go by the name of Slim.
And I go by the name Q.
We are back for another episode. Yes, what's up, people?
Yes.
What's going on? No, I put them up.
You gotta put them up.
I hate the fake ones.
In fact. That should be.
Here, hit the weed, nigga.
You gonna get high.
High already. Yo, we done had. This is like take number five, bro. We done fucked the intro so many times. I'm high. I got high fucking. So
there you go. We in here.
What's up, man?
Whole bunch of shit. We gonna get into it.
Yes, sir.
Still living life. Everything good, man. Everything best is gonna be.
Okay. What we smoking on today?
Some of that platypus.
Yes, sir.
That platy. Platy OG.
It's definitely hidden. And we got that track, the chip edible.
Oh, God.
See what that's talking about, third quarter.
Yes, sir.
Want to let y'all know what that's talking about.
Yeah, about third quarter. It should be ready.
Right.
We should be ready. We should be there. We got
a few. That's when we're going to get into our censorship bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So off top, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. R.I.P. to Pop Smoke.
Yeah, man, that's
goddamn.
Listen, it's like every other podcast, we got to do some.
R.I.P. and somebody, like what the fuck?
I don't like it, bro. I don't like it at all.
And then it's the young rappers. It's like, but goddamn, how many? You even make an album yet, and you already dead? Like what the hell?
Bro, this nigga was born in.
This nigga was 20. He was 20.
The nigga was born in 2000, bro. That's crazy.
40 years old, fuck around. Like, goddamn. And here's the thing. Whoever found this nigga address, you a thirsty motherfucker.
Reason being,
because, bro, I seen the video.
Did you see the other one, though?
The one where he had the black bags?
With his brother? No, it's two. It's the one with the bags. The one with his brothers is taking a picture. And the one of them, they got the address. Number? They got the number blipped out. Then the other one with Pop Smoke on it, they just got the right number.
Whoever found his address thirsty as fuck.
They was promoting that shit. Then they were saying they had a party the night before and they was calling everybody to bring all the bitches and his address was swirling around. I mean.
You don't do that. That's not. Here's the thing. If you're ever going to be
guy
and throw a party.
They didn't rob him. They did not rob him.
They came to kill him.
We
don't know what happened. Really? He died.
Yeah, and they're saying they didn't, take no, nothing was missing. That nigga didn't do it. So, did you hear about the story with the raid?
No.
Okay.
It was you said a raid?
A raid.
The
Wraith?
The car?
Yeah. No. So that might be, I'm feeling like that's the reason. Some shit. So, Let me put a shit up first. I don't want to sound ignorant on the shit.
Because I only seen the one where he had the bags and they had you had to zoom in hard to get
that nigga shit. There's some old beef from California.
I don't know why niggas go to other
states. He was indicted over this is in January. Brooklyn rapper Pop Smoke was indicted for allegedly transporting a stolen Rolls Royce across state lines.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that shit. Okay, that's
some California that beef. No, that's California beef though. The niggas are my death from California. That he took the car from California to New York.
Yeah, for a video shoot.
They're saying
that he paid for, that he said that he was going to do a video shoot for. He allegedly met
the owner of a car at a recording studio. Of course, he said the rapper reported he made a verbal agreement that he could use the car.
Okay. Yeah, to for a music video. Okay, and the music video was in New York City.
They were saying he was supposed to return the car the day after the shoot when the vehicle wasn't brought back. The owner located in Arizona. I think it's a little California.
Why would you go to another nigga city or another state and do all that extra shit? You don't know how niggas move.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that shit in nobody else's city. You hear
Blueface had?
Yeah, I heard Blueface had smoke, and he was talking about niggas coming to nigga cities and trying to do all that funny shit, like niggas popping over
not,
there.
Like, not saying these niggas, other nigga city is California.
Yeah, but, like coming, nigga, you coming LA. Over here, like you.
Because you know how, yeah, you know how LA is like flash, like you know what I mean? That's where really all the rappers and comedians, everybody go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean.
You can't go out there and be on the Hot Boy shirt. And think you know what I mean?
They go just yeah, just
because they're not.
Scared. I can respect it. I can respect where he was going with it, but I also it's too soon. It's too soon to be talking the way you talking because niggas are still heard about this shit. Niggas just heard about it. You already put something out about it, but okay. But I get where he's going because it's true. You can't pull up to nobody else's city thinking that you run their fucking city,
right.
and expect for niggas to just lay down and let that and shit happen.
The other thing is, niggas not scared of y'all rappers.
Niggas ain't scared of none of these
dancing
niggas.
Dancing on like, TV, doing this. I'm not scared of you, bro. You got these tight ass pants, bro. I'll whoop your ass, bro.
Doing a ditty on the screen, nigga.
Rob the shit out of you, boy. You're not about
to, and half of you niggas don't even be about what y'all talk about.
Like,
so.
Bro, you're not about to have this stack of money on Instagram right here, bro. And like,
I don't know where you live.
And I don't know you.
But here's the thing, though. You go to another nigga's city acting like they don't know their own city. You living in these areas acting like niggas ain't already scouted these areas and know these areas. And then you pulling up in these houses acting like niggas ain't never seen these houses.
Not new. It's really not new about
you moving into a house already.
These mansions are always getting broken into. Oh, this nigga.
He over there. Oh, I know he
got a concert tonight over there. It's because his concert is on it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I know he's in goddamn Philadelphia right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not at this house.
Right.
Like, you can case it. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
So it's like.
So then anything, they were saying he didn't turn the security system on and all that shit. Like,
see, that was a setup then.
The house has a security system and all that.
That's
shit.
A setup.
It's a conspiracy setup with.
It's a conspiracy
with
too,
his
bro.
Brother.
That's a conspiracy too.
It's a conspiracy with his brother that was with him.
That's a conspiracy because why would you turn off your security system regardless? That's
I don't know home. If he didn't turn it off. He didn't at least didn't earn it.
Man, see, why wouldn't you? I would. Yo, listen. If I'm rich. I want my security system on 24/7. I want it watching everything around the house 24/7. Certain areas, it just be off limits. But the house itself in general is going to have 24-hour surveillance.
But this thing, this the other
especially
thing.
Especially around the outside of that shit.
This the other thing I think is really weird with these rappers. I'm not just saying this guy necessarily, but it's a pattern I really see. Okay, you make it, you a famous rapper, Q. You Q the fucking... Q the great, whatever.
Q the goat. Hey.
Okay. You go into all these different places. You got this tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
You bring all your homies with you. You bring, you know what I mean? Got your entourage. You got Those would consist of who? Who would be your entourage? You know what I mean?
You want me to name names?
Nah, people, it'd be like you'll have like the weed man. You'll have,
nah, I have your role manager. I have like, you know, my boys. I have at least four of my boys. My true niggas. That's nigga. We on the same page, moving the same way.
No, stop there. That's all I see these niggas running with. It's a bunch of they boys, bro. You need security out here, bro. You need fucking security.
Yeah, I would have some security. I'm going to have at least two armed security
guards.
You need
paid security guards out here, bro. I don't understand why these niggas
and then
always think it's sweet.
I won't have no weed man rolling because of that nigga. Hell no. Nah.
I don't need you, bro. Get out of here.
Yeah. I can pull up and get some weed where I'm going. I don't need nobody rolling for me neither because I can roll. So at the end of the day,
all these niggas, all they do is just run around with their niggas, and that's cool. Get the fucking pay security. These niggas can legally pop somebody, bro.
Right. But then here's the thing, too. You also got to think this. When you having a nigga, when you paying a nigga to do some shit like that, either he can one or two do two things. He can set you up.
No, bro. I'm going to an agency. They got agencies, bro.
That's true. That's where you gotta go. You gotta go to these agencies. Can't just hire anybody.
Yeah, they got these agencies that do this shit for celebrities. Yeah. They really do this shit. They got clients.
Ex cops and shit like that.
I'm getting these niggas sitting outside this house 24.
I'm going to get ex cops. That's what I'm doing.
Here go these fucking five racks. Stay here all night, bro. I'm in this house. That's it. They gonna see the niggas running up. Oh, shoot, shit out these niggas. Come on.
Yo, real talk. You get some ex cops with you doing some shit.
They got the police scanners.
They know the law and then nigga. They can get out and talk to the motherfucking cops and shit like that because they know the lingo and
these niggas weed good.
Is legal.
These niggas good. Get them out of here. They're not a kind of also.
We just don't carry a bunch of weed on.
Nah, that kind of also kind of tone your shit down, bro. I got these. I don't need all these pills. Yeah. I don't need all these pills and all this extra weed on me. You don't need those guns on you no more.
Yeah, you don't need the guns. You got paid.
I mean, get your legal gun.
When you at the crib. Because
you go to these different states.
It's different laws.
So
that's why you had armed security guards. That
alleviates everything.
They're able to carry in multiple states and shit.
That alleviates everything, bro. Like, you got to move different. I just want these niggas to move different.
Yeah, for real, you got too much money for this shit to be happening bro, to y'all, bro.
You're really a celebrity. You really got to move like it. Like, bro, you a boss. More like a boss, man. Like, no, I got
to
drive.
And you got to be able to tell a nigga, no, I'm not coming to the fucking hood. You're not the hood now coming to me. You got to learn how to be able to take and separate the two, bro. Like,
you can't be inviting niggas
to your crib, bro.
You're not from here. Like if I'm a celebrity, I'm going out there.
Yo, bro, if I'm gonna throw a party and I'm a celebrity, I'm going to another nigga crib and throwing that shit. I'm going out another nigga mansion.
And I'm bringing my bitch home.
And we're gonna go back to my fucking establishment somewhere. I'm not doing that shit at my house. No. Only my closest friends and family coming to that motherfucker.
And I'm doing shit in the daytime. And then the party is gonna be for me in the business.
And if it is gonna be a party at my crib, nigga, you can't find a goddamn address around this motherfucker because ain't none. And then you coming, I'm gonna do like how R. Kelly did, niggas.
We're gonna send you over.
Park somewhere, nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna send your car.
We're gonna send you something, nigga. We're gonna blindfold your stupid ass. And then that's how you get to the shit because you're not about to know how to get to my shit.
And then you gotta leave your phone at the door.
And you leave me your phone.
You can't get out.
I
peep out Chris Brown and the niggas used to do that shit. They make bitches sign waivers.
Then again, Chris Brown did something stupid and put his address out there and had a whole garage sale and shit.
Yeah, he got his shit robbed so many times on California. Soulja Boy.
All of these niggas, bro. And why is you niggas not living in some type of penthouse where there's security at the downstairs or a nigga got into a process to get to your shit?
Yeah, like, yo, you got to go into a front. You got to get into a...
You got to get into a whole establishment.
Like, T.I. shit where T.I. cussed it. Nigga, because he won't let him in.
But not shit even like that. Not shit like that easy to get through too. Because all you gotta do is find the longest side of the gate, hop the gate.
But they got security though.
Security everywhere.
You know they got cameras at least.
You can, bro. Listen, niggas are smart enough to math, man. That type of shit is easy to kind of you can get around that.
But
shit.
At the same time,
a whole building though.
Yeah.
You got, and then I'm on the top floor.
Oh yeah.
But you gotta do a whole lot to get to me, nigga.
Yo, I like keep drop a box of what Kuzma said.
Yo, I swear just, to God.
I'm living like a penthouse.
Yes, like ghosts. Like yes, nigga, you gotta swipe a fucking key link and all that to get to my shit. Yeah. I'm in a whole nother side of
hey, my shit burned down. We all burning down, bro. Like, yo, we got a lot.
It's a lot of motherfuckers you about to gotta get to get to me.
Yeah, I'm with it.
And at that further, why would you come out, nigga? I got niggas sitting right there waiting for your dumb ass.
You can't, yeah. I'm with the shits. That's a good idea.
Learn from all the motherfucking gangster movies. Any gangster movie you watch, even up to now when you watching the series like Godfathers of Harlem and shit like that, you see all them niggas living in penthouses. You don't see motherfuckers living in these houses. Yeah, they might have them, but you don't see them living in them motherfuckers. You got to do a lot to get to their ass.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm with the shits. That's how a boss move to me.
And I'm not about shit locked up.
It's a lot to get to me. Yeah. Even if you look into a corporation, it's a lot to get to the top, guy.
And then you a boss, so you know you got the TVs with the security.
Yeah, man, I got all of that, and I got an arsenal of fucking weapons in this motherfucker. Yeah. Play games if you want to.
My shit look like trap off. Like,
nigga,
yeah, that shit look. Yeah, so RIP to the dude. I mean, I wasn't a, you know.
Big fans of the music because he wasn't out long enough before niggas to get really into his shit.
He just dropped the second mixtape a couple of weeks ago, the Meet the Woo 2.
I heard one hot track from him that Joe Budden featured or played on the podcast. That's the only one I heard.
He's from New York nigga. We wrote for him. We always wrote for New York niggas. We was really waiting for Bobby Smarter to get out with him.
See, my thing is when niggas, you can't keep the same energy you have in your hood and other hoods. You can't keep that same energy.
Nah, they both from Brooklyn.
I'm saying in the sense of when you leave, like he left Brooklyn to go over to LA.
You
can't keep that same Brooklyn mentality, that same... Yeah. Same everything. These niggas move a hell of a lot different than what you move like. So now what you do is you step back. You always got to step back and observe. You got to watch. You got to get around to certain people if you want.
Like, bro, you can't even go to the grocery store no more, bro.
Bro, listen. It's like, old. No, like, boy, and now you don't got to go to the grocery store because everything fucking delivered. So what's the point?
So like, nah, I got two questions for you.
When I get rich, you niggas will never know the fuck I'm at. I will never post nothing in my house.
Right. Hell yeah.
Fuck that, nigga. If I post something, it's going to be very secluded. It won't be on the outside of nothing at my crib. You won't know nothing like that. You'll see maybe an inside room, but you won't see my house.
So does this kind of go against the theory that niggas always getting killed in their own city?
Nope.
I got two questions. It's two more questions.
No, because... most niggas dying in other niggas' cities.
Now I got another question. As a New York nigga, what's the type one?
No, because I don't know Pop Smoke, and I don't know how he was moving. I don't know what caused this, and I can't be upset at another nigga for doing something maybe he felt was the right thing to do, or maybe that's how the cookie crumbled on that side.
Respect the shooter?
You got to respect the shooter, because you don't know... I don't know what the fuck happened, and I don't know Pop Smoke, and I'm not a fan of Pop Smoke to the point where it's like, man, fuck, nah, it's just another black man dead.
I want to get into it as far as, you remember when YB and Almighty J got jumped in New York for all his shit?
Yeah.
Exposed all that good shit, funny as fuck. What's the one nigga... big old, the OG nigga, what was the OG nigga from Texas? I forget his name.
J. Prince?
Yeah. He kind of stepped in for that shit on some politics shit.
But then
do you think it's some any politics? Like,
yo, Blueface was talking about.
Do you think they need to make, the East Coast need to make a call to the, like, what happened, bro? Like, what you niggas talking about?
No, because niggas don't know, again, what happened. Pop Smoke could have been over there popping smoke, and the smoke hit him. hey, you asked for it, you're going to get what you asked for. Shout out to the motherfucking weed man. But... here's the thing. That's what Blueface was talking about with the check in. He said, like, yeah, you gotta check in. But it will be smart for you to check in with some of the OGs over there, just in case if you do get into some bullshit, yo, OG, yo, talk to these niggas, because I don't know what the fuck these niggas on. But I mean, I know I came and got the blessing from the OG. So what's up, man? Right. Handle your people. Cause I ain't on this type of time. Your niggas on that type of time.
Yeah.
That's what niggas should do. Anytime you come into a nigga hood and you playing this gangster role, you playing this hood role, you are to go check in with the gangsters. Because if something happens with some gangster niggas that you could have prevented, in the sense of, yo, just, yo, I'm here. Yo, I'm trying to parlay. I mean, I respect you niggas. Y'all do what y'all do.
No, this is the thing. They trying to say,
I'm just here to do my thug.
It's not chopping in. It's not checking in.
It's your respect.
It's
your niggas sitting.
Like, yo, I'm different.
I'm not from here. I'm not trying to get wrapped up in y'all bullshit. I don't know what the fuck going on. I might be a rapper, but hey, yo, listen. You niggas, we just doing our thing. I ain't got no beef with none of you niggas. Much respect to all you niggas. I'm going to go my way. Yeah. Once I'm done my show, I'm the fuck out of here. I'll keep my niggas. We going to roll over here. We ain't got...
So that
y'all
way.
Come and parlay with niggas. Yeah. Turn up. Hey, I respect you niggas. You respect me.
I feel like it's more of a... It's not okay checking in, but you also politicking and kind of networking. Like, yo, like,
you want to know the gangsters and OGs? Like, you know, yo,
then you like, oh, you end up meeting somebody from over there. They're like, yo, I fuck with some music. Oh, that's
plug, bro. And they say, when you come into, you get some weed from a nigga and shit like that. Man, anything like you. Plugs.
Because that's the first thing anybody got to know when they land. Like, where the weed at?
Facts, nigga.
Shots of the weed, man. Where's the weed at? Bro, I don't got time for that dose, bro. What? New shit never wear, bro. Before I even eat, before I even grab my bag, bro. So,
no, bro.
Where's the weed at, bro?
Every time I go to Vegas, nigga, I don't give a fuck where my hotel is. I don't give a fuck what happened. My man's come scoop niggas, yo. Take me to the dispensary, my nigga. I'm trying to get high. Fuck the bullshit.
I want.
Nigga, oh baby, bro, listen, just you know, this real talk. But Karen is not that far from anything, so nigga, you could and run right into a fucking dispensary, so some dumb shit. But I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to go nowhere if they don't, if weed ain't legal or semi legal or something like that. If I can't smoke, I don't want to be there. Fuck that shit. But I mean, niggas just gotta understand. Coming into a situation, you gotta know how to play your cards right.
We can dug it out. I got nothing matters.
Oh, we gotta know how to play your cards right. You gotta respect the shooter, respect the place you go in, respect the city. Especially if you call yourself a gangster, because at the end of the day, you want somebody to come and do that shit, and they gonna look at you if you so call yourself the man of your city. If something happens in that city, look at the Tupac situation. Biggie is the man in New York, right? So as soon as something happened, everybody look at Biggie. Because the niggas in New York did some fuck shit.
I did.
That too. But, I mean, it is what it is now. I mean, now you young rappers, what y'all got to do is pay attention. Y'all need to really, truly pay attention because... This is the third or fourth young rapper either killed from drugs or gun violence in a matter of a year or two. We lost Nipsey, then we lost X, and then we lost Peep, and then we lost now Pop Smoke. Maybe I think we might have lost maybe one or two other ones. I don't know. But, I mean, it's becoming to a point where, we lost another one, motherfucking ASAP Rocky crew. We losing a lot of you young rapping niggas. We just losing all y'all. Y'all need to relax, bro. Y'all got to relax. This shit is not a game in these cities. People taking what they do, what they say, serious. They taking that shit serious. I mean, it might be all funny games to you niggas, but it ain't funny games to these niggas.
I just want them to move different. Just like move like a celebrity, nigga. Now, that's the one other thing I want to say. You don't ever hear this shit happen in any other genres, like, or any other, like.
Yeah, that was that's a huge thing now. Right. That should be really spoken about on every platform. Why is different genres being treated as if they're so superior to our genre? And no, and not even that. I'm not even gonna go that far. What I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna say is, why is it that our genre has to be plastered as being so goddamn?
Because these labels push into it.
And gangsta and all this shit like that. Nobody else. We gotta be dying and selling all these drugs and doing all this shit. Why do we have to do that in order to be able to be?
Now, one thing somebody said, I can't remember who said it, but they was like, we say this because maybe it was Tupac or T.I., I can't remember. They were saying, if we don't say it, the white people won't care. If we don't let them know what's going on in our hoods, if we don't let them know.
But even I go a step further, bro. Mm-hmm. They don't care, even if we do tell them.
Right.
Because we've been telling them. We've been telling them ever since the Jim Crow era and ever since all the segregation, all of this shit. They've been knowing what the fuck. Since slavery, they've been knowing what the fuck they've been doing to us. They specifically put them shits in the bill and wrote it to where black people have to be in hoods and all this shit. They experimented with us and all that shit.
Oh, what's so like, a good game?
This shit been going on. So they don't give a fuck, even if we do speak to them. But it's good that we have the allies that we do have that's trying to work on our behalf. But again, like, we got to stop killing each other, man. We got to stop finding ways to be jealous or envious or spiteful of each other and learn how to fucking come together as a group and make your situation better. One person can't change their situation. You have to come together. You have to find people with like minds and be able to work within them, because one person can't change it. They're going to try, but it takes a community. And if that community is hating on each other, you're never going to get anywhere.
No. I was watching this Malcolm X documentary, right? And now, like, I wasn't getting into all the shit they were saying, like, they was playing part of the speeches and shit, right? And, they were saying, like, yo, I heard through one of the speeches, the nigga was like, we gotta completely erase everything these niggas ever know about life. Like, and reteach it all over again, bro. They were saying that when they was converting the niggas to Muslims. Like,
that's what they do.
Yeah. Like, them niggas that's on the, Brown Street?
Yeah.
That's what they was, but back in the days.
It was probably thugs.
Yeah, they was just getting these niggas off the street and kind of cleaning them up.
Giving them purpose.
Yeah, I can't be mad at it, bro.
I don't look at Muslims, I fucking respect the niggas, yo. I respect the shit out of the niggas, because regardless of whatever the religious aspect is or whatever they believe,
mad at what they were saying, the way they was like, yo, they wasn't trying to like use up for anything. The niggas were making mad money. They were using charity shit, a lot of shit with the money.
Oh yeah.
But they was getting these niggas right, bro.
They took people off the streets. They took care of motherfuckers. They did a lot, bro. And at the end of the day, their philosophy still is to be the do for self and to create wealth and all of these things like that. But what they do is they come together. They're a collective. They're not just a singular. Now they have a backing. They have a crew. They have a group.
Right.
They can network and do a whole lot more than just, man, I'm telling you, bro, if we as a community just start trying to come together and having our own community meetings and shit like that. Now, I can't speak for you guys because I don't longer live in the community, but I want to see my communities prosper. I want to see you guys be able to not be able to go through whatever y'all feel like it is y'all going through. Y'all need to be able to come together. And fuck waiting for a mayor to come around. Fuck waiting for your senator, governor, whatever it is to come around. Nigga, y'all create your own fucking meetings and come together. Get them ideas that y'all want together. Get them together and have a fucking full understanding of what the fuck is needed. Y'all stand by that and y'all bring that to the people. Because y'all can't come with 50 million damn ideas expected for each person. You need to be able to come together and be able to make it a collective. It has to be this way. Especially if y'all want growth, if we want change. But we're going to take a break and we'll get right back with y'all.
Let's get it going before the shit starts.
We bang.
Yes, sir.
We bang in the building.
What we going to call it? How do we hit? I'm off the edible too.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Yo, bro, you feeling where you want to feel like a black to do it? Or like you feel like you can keep smoking?
I can keep going. I'm Gucci. A black would be nice, but I'm not ready yet for a black. I've been like, remember you gave me the black not long ago. Mm-hmm. I still like, I don't know.
I feel you.
It's been a minute. Once I start stressing out with this game, definitely.
Shout out to motherfucking Matt. This nigga be in his bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Life is serious.
Messi's and slamming full effect right now. I need to fucking figure this out. I need this dub. Fix Seattle.
This is, man, All-Star. Was that a game not ill or what?
It was. Man, I was happy as a bitch about the All-Star. I was pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
Bruh, I touched on it last week with the who I was anxious to see. And Derrick Jones Jr., I told niggas that bitch got budgies. I swear to God, I told him, I'm like, yo, Derrick got these next level budgies. That's like, bruh, I don't know, son.
Oh, yo, he got, Aaron Gordon got robbed, bro.
Bro,
yo, this nigga did the same dunk. No, the nigga did
Aaron Gordon Jared did Jones the same dunk, too.
No, that nigga put it between his legs 3 times in a row, bro.
But he went.
How many times are we going to
jump over 3 niggas? Bro. Same, I mean, he just went different heights.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very, here's the thing. With these NBA players now, I don't even want to see none of these niggas in dunk contests anyway because they're very repetitive. They're not creative.
Aaron Jones gave us 450s.
They're not creative, bro. Listen, I know this.
That 3-point contest.
He's the best dunker in the world.
The white boy, you say like you sleeping on the white boy. He was nice too. The white boy was nice.
He did all right. But it's
Aaron Gordon won. No, my thing is they shouldn't have judges who ain't fucking NBA players fucking judging. Why is Chadwick Boseman fucking?
But they need what you want. Because what he can do, look at this nigga, bro. Peep this nigga, bro. This nigga's the best dunker in America, my nigga. Look at this. I've never seen nobody do no shit like this.
They not.
Look at this nigga.
Oh, shit.
He jumped over the nigga, put both his arms in the room. Peep this. Look at this nigga. Look at this.
Bro.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you. You get a chance, you got to peep this nigga. Yo, he's next level. This nigga doing shit.
But put them niggas on like the day before.
They need to get these creative niggas to come in and help with the dunk contest. Because these niggas as swirly dunkers, they're doing the same dunks all the time. It's either between the legs or jump over a person. But even still, it's like, well, how creative can you get with doing these dunks? You got to be able to get more creative in what the fuck y'all doing. They not doing it.
Well, I mean, they're getting better. It was really entertaining.
It was
cool. The only thing I didn't like was the nigga kept putting it between his legs every dunk. Like, bro, okay, you did a nice one time. That was fire. But, bro, we done seen it like 5 times.
He jumped over the nigga, though.
He jumped over the big man. That was fire.
I'm like,
whoa. Taco? That was fun.
Yeah, I'm like, fine. Whoa.
They put that nigga on cry. He was like, oh, yeah.
Aaron was like, well, this is the last time. He ain't doing this shit no more. He done. Fuck it. And I respect it. But,
got Christian McCaffrey. It was cool. Let's get into the three-point. They was shooting, bro.
I like the new format.
They were shooting.
I like the new format. The Mountain Dew shot, I like that.
But But
give them a chance to be able to get some extra points if they miss a few shots. I like that.
That was cool.
And I like the way they're being able to set up their money ball shots wherever they feel like that's their hot spot.
Come here, like nigga. Fuck out of here. He's
I really
sweet.
Like that. So
yeah. They had like the nigga had like the last rap.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
All his. That's dope.
But I was not expecting Buddy Hill to come out of that.
Yeah.
Buddy Hill was making that bitch rain. And he was not taking no for it. Bro, that it seemed like every time niggas thought he was gonna miss, blackout. It was like, damn, this thing is hot. Like and he just for real, he was in the zone, bro. I'm that like, was, damn. Who disappointed me? I was disappointed in Trae Young. I was super disappointed in Trae Young. This nigga got out first fucking round, bro.
He got
he's
not a consistent shooter. He's a big game shooter.
Big game shooter. Okay.
He's not like
that.
You remember in a pregame.
He can hit consecutive.
You remember in a pre? Did you see in the pregames at the All Star they had the nigga doing an interview?
Yeah.
And he was just talking. They was like, yo, hit a half court shot. That nigga did not hit a half court shot. Yeah,
but it's funny because in the rookie sophomore game, Luka hit one in his grill, right?
Yeah.
So
they was all hooping.
Turn around, All-Star game, he hit one in Luka grill.
I like to see. I was glad they were both in there.
The All-Star game was lit. That format, I'm digging that. That turn the clock off.
Because the second
– No commercial interruptions. No nothing. This is straight basketball.
Let's go.
Straight basketball. I'm rolling.
This is slow.
Let's go. Touchdown. But I'm rolling with the whole –
because, yo,
like a 21 format.
I missed, too. Shit. Bragging. Yeah, because at the end of the first quarter, they were doing it for the charity. So the second quarter, Team Giannis came out crazy, brother.
Yo, niggas thought Giannis was about to win that bitch for a minute. Because Giannis' team was out there going to work on their second team, boy. And it was like, God damn, these niggas about to lose. These niggas said it was up a 30-piece.
LeBron was like, no.
It's not about to happen to you, Bobby. Fuck, yeah, LeBron, I'll lose. I don't think LeBron has ever lost an All-Star game.
Kawhi was definitely MVP.
Yo.
Kawhi definitely
was MVP. That's
the thing, bro. LeBron going to turn you to a jump shooter. That's what we saw LeBron versus.
Yo. And here's the thing, and this is why everybody says that LeBron, and this is why I preach so much about the greatness of LeBron.
He's going to turn you to a jump shooter.
Not him. He going to make everybody else around him good.
We saw a preview of him, Anthony Davis. Well, that would have been like Kawhi, all three. Kawhi like that.
Yeah, I should have went over there, nigga. And we not as good as these niggas. But I don't know, man. I'm sketchy about the Clips.
They always hurt.
They're sketchy, yeah.
They gotta just get healthy, bro.
And this is why I don't think that they gonna do nothing to the Lakers this year. Like, I have no worries in the Clippers and Lakers going into a series and the Lakers coming out of that. Simply because the Clippers ain't always going to be the Clippers. You don't never know what's going to happen.
They made some nice pickups, though. I like their pickups. They're still picking niggas, but they just got somebody. What's the other dude? What's the one doing there? Reggie Jackson?
Okay.
They just picked him up, too.
Point guard.
But I mean, they just
they needed a scoring point guard because Patrick Beverly is trash.
Yeah.
He can get you a couple points sometimes. But
he's not going to do too much, bro.
He's going to play a lot of defense and flop and be extra, be out all over the place.
It's like a mode. Oh.
Shit is real.
I know. I can't.
Shit is real, but I mean, I fuck with the All-Star game.
That was fun.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
The fourth quarter, now what do you think about it ending on the free throw?
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
That was a big thing.
I do like the not ending it on a free throw. You got to win by a certain amount of points type shit. I like that idea.
Because that's just going to extend the game.
Word. Because if a nigga know, all I got to do is
call that fourth quarter was long, bro.
Oh, I like it though. It was intense on the defense, and it was intense on the offense.
That shit was like 40 minutes.
It was lit. It might have been the best fourth quarter we've ever seen in basketball all-star history.
Right.
Maybe even in basketball history, really.
That might have been one of the greatest pickup games ever.
Ever, bro. Oh, baby, and that's the thing. So, I mean, shit.
And then they picked the 21 for Kobe. The
24? Yeah, you got to score 24 points in this quarter.
That was dope. That was dope.
So that's why, I mean, it's cool they ended on a free throw. Because, I mean, regardless, somebody would have, it would have ended on some type of weird number, because if you don't hit eight threes, then you can't get 24 straight points unless you score 12 fucking shots.
I should have hit him with that. Right.
I mean, you're going to get an odd number if you do it 3 points and 2 3-pointers and 2 pointers.
Damn, I should have hit him with a
move. It's inevitable. So, it is what it is.
It was a good game.
It definitely was.
Kawhi was definitely MVP. I have no.
That bitch was trigger happy.
He was just open, bro.
He was trigger happy. That nigga was hitting mad threes.
He was just open.
Yeah. And nobody seemed like they was crying for the ball, and that was good, too.
Right.
Everybody seemed like they was getting their touches.
But really, what you going to do? There's nothing you can really do about it. Like, Kawhi is Kawhi. Like, you can't double AD like in LeBron.
You ain't doubling nobody.
It's over.
You ain't doubling nobody in his team. And that's why I said it was going to be to a point where now y'all got to play defense too much on the East.
He's not ready for his
team. Team Giannis. Y'all would have had to play too much defense. Because you can't double AD. You can't double LeBron. You can't double James. You can't double Russell. You can't double fucking Kawhi. You can't double really nobody in their team. So it's like, well, goddamn, you got to play defense. You just got to play D. So now it's like, fuck. Do something.
Yo,
fucking do something.
Let me get this in the end zone first before I start talking shit.
Shit. Yeah. Shit real. But again, if we have that type of format for a whole game.
Right. I mean,
next year, I'm rolling.
But
I'm gonna say like this, the team's gonna look different. Giannis, whoever the star is, they gonna pick different.
Who do you see as some guys who could potentially we see next year that we didn't see? Russ.
What I say is, it's gonna be a lot of rookies. It's gonna be like a slew of rookie sophomores that's gonna be in the game,
right?
Because these young niggas hooping, and if they want highlights, if they want like fucking like energy, Zion, all them niggas, they all gonna be in that shit.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, as long as they allow the game to be able to be played, that 21 game with the young niggas is gonna be real. It was a lot of old bodies on that court. Chris Paul was hooping too.
He was. He's
trying to Chris Paul was Chris motherfucking Paul. Snapping,
drop
bro.
Chris Paul.
He was snapping, bro. Swear to God. Shit was real. I'm like, damn.
I'm playing with this nigga, but I'm not even like in the game right now.
But that's
I'm just
up.
In here, bro. You don't know what's going on. Come on. Oh my God, we in here. We in here. There to go.
That shit is real. I can't play football, bro. I'm not the football nigga.
I gotta get in.
I'll fuck a football game up.
I gotta get this seven.
And I'm a Tampa Bay fan. Yeah, I know. This time, you know what's about to happen. Shout out to the fucking weed, man.
Shout out to the weed, man. What's that patty talking about?
Yes, sir.
How's that patty?
Get to it. Bunch of platinum in here. Yo, you know what's the funniest shit? Getting high and watching
come on, son.
Question views. Those question videos, like when niggas be questioning shit. Like, why is this? or like shit like that. Like it's the most funniest shit. So, cause it'd be like, oh shit, that really do make sense.
Yo, I'm just playing with this nigga, bro. Two straight drives, two touchdowns, drop a bomb. I'm just playing with this nigga right now. So I had to do an emergency Madden game for the middle of the podcast. It's playoff. It's almost playoff time, people. I gotta get this, bro. gotta get this. I can't let them get this one. So yeah, I'm up 13-7. Second quarter. You know what time it is. So, that was a great All Star weekend.
Yeah, we looking forward to shout out to it. Where's it? Where's the next one gonna be?
I don't know.
We need to find out where that was at because I want to. Yo, and yes, we can. Our press passes will definitely work at that motherfucker. Because I heard a podcast at the pre at that bitch. Right. He questioned Aaron Gordon at the what's the name? And he was the what's the name podcast. So definitely, we got to get our fucking Papa's ass. You dummy.
I'm not even playing. I'm like halfway in it, bro. Like, what are you doing? I'm halfway in it right now, bro.
Sack that nigga. I do want to find out what the next one is because I definitely want to go to the next All-Star. I really have to go to the next All-Star, bro. I can't miss that one, son.
It could be somewhere very fun.
All-Star 2021? I can't, bro.
What do you think it's at?
I hope somewhere warm. I hope somewhere warm, bro.
You can't fuck with me right now, bro. I'm telling you too much more right now. You're not ready for this. Well, his offense kind of nice, though. I ain't gonna hurt.
It's in Indianapolis. It's gonna be cold as a bitch.
Indianapolis. Fuck. You can hide that one, bro.
I ain't going to that one, bro. The next one is in Cleveland.
Come on, man.
You niggas is dead, bro. And then the next one is in Utah. I'm not going to none of these shits, bro. It's too cold fucking around, bro. I'm not. No.
These niggas trying to be inclusive. Come on.
No, bro. Nobody wanted to do that fucking cold shit. I'm all set. Really, I'm all set.
I'm moving, bro. It's too much.
If you was able to get it out in the
right. He's too slow, though. Oh, you about to quit.
It's over.
Not even quit. It's a lead.
Body's smoking hard as a bitch.
How's your week going? What you think so far?
Like a champ. I fuck with the
player. You want to give me a rating?
I give it an 8. It's higher than that. And you know what? It's smoking better than that Blue City Diesel we had. It smoked way better than that Blue City Diesel. Because that shit was not. It wasn't it. That wasn't it. No. It's not touching that Velvet Red Velvet. That Red Velvet Pie was something serious.
It was.
Ooh.
I'm
a fine now.
Shout out to Weed, man.
Shout out to goddamn Weed, man.
So, yo, this Kobe cookies, is it a thing or not?
No, it's not.
I've been seeing a bunch of it lately now.
It's just probably some cookies. They probably throw a Kobe face on it.
Right.
Because ain't no such thing as Kobe cookies, bro. That nigga Snoop would be smoking that shit. You ain't heard Snoop talk about no Kobe
cookies.
Nigga. Why are you blocking?
He was old. That's how I say.
But I don't know, bro. I ain't too heavy on experimenting on too many weeds that I don't know too much about.
How you feeling about the edibles so far? You think it came through yet?
Now the edibles doing the job for me. I feel what edible going. I know what edibles supposed to do. It's supposed to give me like a body. It's not a head high I'm looking for.
Right. I do like the little bodies, really. I'm glad. I'm kind of glad. I'm about to whip this nigga off.
Piss me up.
I'm
kind of anxious. You ready to?
I'm ready about to throw a touchdown. I'm going to Josh Gordon to the rebound. Josh Gordon, yo, give me 5 points, man. Give me 5 points before I throw a touchdown to the rebound. Josh Gordon. Hold on, let me see if it's over. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Josh Gordon, man. The rebound.
The rebound, real, bro. Got that nigga open.
No, stop playing with me. Get this nigga. I keep missing. It's the cookie, bro. Yeah.
I'm telling you. This that nigga cookie got you focused.
Yeah, my boy. My boy Juts.
Yo, this shit real the cookie,
bro. Stop
real.
Playing. Get this nigga up out
of here. I think you should eat cookies every time you play Madden, bro.
fucked up. Chaos Club.
Like, I'm telling you, that's the cookie. They edible. They're not to. They're to enhance.
Y'all saw that shit before we even talked about it. I just felt that shit. It's time for that.
It's to enhance. It's not to like.
Yeah, I'm probably on some smart shit right now.
It's not supposed to, like, you eat an edible and it's gonna make you super high. Nah, so it'll give you a nice little body high. Okay. It's not gonna be like something like dead crazy unless you eat a whole lot of it.
Cool.
But other than that, nah, you can smoke. The smoke gonna get you, it's gonna give you an even all the way through high.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you just having a head high or you just having a body high. You have a complete high. So I fuck with edibles, bro. That's my shit.
He don't know what to do right now. I'm about to get the sack for him. You know.
He see you do. He's changing different formats and just.
I'm about to get it. I dare you. Come here.
Told us that, man.
Come on. He's sweet. He's sweet, bro. Get him out of here. He's sweet. I thought I was about to have to stress out. I'm glad I had to stress out. Glad I was smoking blood.
Yo, this the coldest shit ever. You nigga busting the nigga out on the podcast.
All right, man. I had to smoke a blood real quick.
Like,
y'all know what to do. Throw it to the wrong nigga, I tell you.
Swear to God. Him losing on back is like him watching the Patriots lose, bro. It's like, that nigga really feel that shit. Like, fuck. Because he in tone. Like, football is really this nigga shit. Like,
this shit hard.
This shit is just shit. But it's like chess to you, and like, once you figure out a nigga chess moves,
come here.
See?
We out.
Once you find his chess moves, it's a wrap.
Come here.
Get out of there.
Oh, boy.
This nigga over there is going to quit. He's mad as a bitch right now.
We Josh Gordon time? No, we got good detail. Right,
that nigga pissed the fuck off, bro. He feeling all types of ways right
I'm
now.
I'm not even in it right now. I'm
okay. While we doing this, I want to shout my wife out. Shout out to the motherfucking queen. Her business will be featured in news channel 8 News in Rochester for their Rochester Lifestyle Medicine. So y'all gonna be seeing her face pretty soon. And then y'all know that is my beautiful lady. But when we do that, I will be posting that picture up on the Instagram.
Yes, sir.
And we will be doing the shout outs to the to some Black businesses. We do that once a week, and we just shout out Black excellence and shit like that. We do a shout out on the pod, and then also a shout out.
Come here, Josh Gordon. He off that weed right now.
Also shout out on Instagram.
He off that weed right now. I'm telling you, that's that Josh Gordon shit.
Yo, he should have his old straight, bro.
Might as well. Come here.
Word up.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yo, real talk. You heard about Mike Tyson gonna be here in DeLago? The podcast coming.
Is it?
Hell yeah!
We should definitely follow us.
I think it's the end of this month.
All right, bro. It's 30 inches on the 4-yard line. What should I do? Run that.
The 24th, I believe. All right, if I'm not mistaken, 24th or 26th.
Should I run that bitch or what? It's 30 inches on the 24. I mean on the 4-yard line.
Fuck it.
Run that bitch.
Fuck it.
I should fast.
No. But you want to do it to when it's like either a comeback or it's in and out.
It's 30 inches, though.
Mike Tyson and Del Lago, bro. Undisputed Truth. He coming here. Talking this shit.
I don't like it. I don't like it, bro. Fuck it. We out.
Touchdown.
Oh, no. I was talking about again.
No, I'm saying why. That shit worked.
Yeah, it did. And I got to one, so I could waste my time, too. I might just waste my time. He don't even know. He thinks I might just be doing that shit right now. But, yeah, I fuck with Mike Tyson shit because they talking about the weed. That nigga just...
But here's... I think this is just his show. I think this is not... I don't think...
Yeah, that's... Because that's what his show
it's
is.
It's March 7th. Fuck, I'm leaving that day, bitch.
Oh,
damn. Motherfucker. Fucking Mike Tyson. Ooh.
He was ready for I should have been
waiting for that one. But if the podcast was coming, that'd have been a good joke. I would definitely like to try to get to a 85 South show though.
Oh yeah. There'd be some hoes there. Oh, it's Josh Gordon time. I ain't even gonna hurry
Josh Gordon time. This shit is funny.
We about to get the weed, man. Because the weed so far, Josh Gordon got to be player of the game, right?
Shout out to him. Shout out to
he got to be the best player. Here it comes. Hold on. Wait for it. Boom.
No. Oh, yeah. He should have waited. He should have given it to him right when he made that first move because he was dead by himself.
Ooh.
He was a one-on-one. When Josh Gordon one-on-one, he that's definitely.
All right. I really should run the ball. So he don't got nothing. He's gonna call the timeout.
You should fake it. Like fake like you about to go and run that bitch.
I'm about to go to Dark Suggs. Nah, he right for it.
Oh man. The suspense is heavy right now.
I know, girl. I can't see. That's my stand. But yeah. But I didn't want to throw it, I didn't want to throw an interception.
Fuck it, though. You up still.
I know. I'm about to just throw a timer now. He don't want to call time out. Fuck it. But, yeah. So.
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break.
Get right back with y'all. Yeah. We got it coming.
Yes, sir.
One time for the W.
Slam down.
Bust that nigga ass real quick off the edible, off the platypus.
You're not timing what, people. Yeah. That was a big game, my bad. That was a low-key big game. I need to keep that to keep my playoff shit going because you know how it is. So I had to win that game, and I busted his ass real quick. I didn't even know what I was doing half the time. I busted his ass.
Shout out to the motherfucker. Shout out to me, man. So, yo, I'm going to tell you like this. An edible is so – this is why I say edibles are perfect because – every podcast, right, people, we smoke. And I mean we smoking. It's been times where even when bro playing Madden, he's smoking. Like, he gonna hit it, we gonna pass it, he gonna put it on, he's still gonna hit that bitch. He hitting that motherfucker. Even when he tight, that's when he really want the weed. So right now,
yo,
at this present moment,
I gotta
get edibles. We have a lot of leftover weed.
Yo, it's my weed leftover.
We got like two blunts worth of like already pre-rolled smoke that we have not smoked. And we started off smoking three. We had three rolled up. We smoked, but it's like maybe one and a half, like a third of an L. Like, we have mad leftover weed. Like, this shit is real. Like, fucking eat an edible and smoke, people. That shit is the best high you could possibly want because you're going to get a complete body high. You're going to get exactly what you want when you're smoking. Shit is legit. This and the platy smoke, too.
Yo, shout out to the weed, man. Shout out to the goddamn weed, man. Can we get some bonds for the weed, man, please?
Yes, sir, always.
I'm glad we went. Satisfied. Yo, another thing. I got all my 28. Shout out to the weed man.
Oh.
You mean to tell me you gave me all this?
The motherfuckers. Because we was debating.
We did a little. You mean to tell me these niggas gave me the whole 28 of this good ass
weed? No, wait, how about this? They gave you an extra 28. They gave you 28 and a half.
For the 150?
For the $150.
Shout out to Weed.
Shout out to the motherfucking Weed.
So, another question. Right. Say you were.
This is our what if segment, people.
Say you're dropped in the island real quick.
Okay.
Something happened.
Something happened and we ended up.
Abandoned ship. You're the only one in the fucking on the island left over. What three things do you wish you had with you?
I want my wife. I want my family, at least my immediate family. My kids, my wife. I want them. They got to be there. That's number one. Because I don't want some pussy. I can't not have no pussy. That's not about to happen. Also, I need some weed. And I need irrigation. I need to be able to plant. I need shit to be able to grow. Like, is this island big to where it's like it's already sustaining like fruits and vegetables and shit like that, or we gotta plant that shit ourselves?
It's about as big as it's a little island. I mean, you got some room to move.
I'm saying
it's a jungle.
Got plants and fruits and shit like that.
It's a way to find some food and shit like
that. Okay, so then I don't gotta worry about the food.
Okay.
So
yeah, you can go fishing and
all I gotta worry about the food. So I just need weed. I need my family first, then weed, and I need some good music.
Family don't count.
I need some pussy, bro. So I need my wife.
Nah, it's over. You by yourself, bro.
So I need some weed. I need good music. And I need some porn, bro. Sorry to say, I gotta have internet for porn, bro. If it's gonna be just me, I need to at least see some bitches. I can't, bro. If I'm gonna be like it's you by yourself, I ain't got no family type shit. I'm at least need to see some type of pussy, bro. I can't. You're right. But nah, I said the internet. Internet, no internet. Damn. So, well then, fuck it. All I need is some good music, some weed, and that's really it then. Cause I mean, ain't nothing else I can. Right, so I'm not really.
I don't know how you gonna get music, bro.
I could probably have something saved up on some
that
shit.
That shit I got. You got like 3 days with it.
Probably have some CDs, nigga. Nah, that shit gone down. I can get some solar shit. I can create some shit, bro.
Nah, bro, you have to be starting to beat rocks. I need three things.
Okay, so just weed, really. All I can do is weed.
Yeah.
Because I need some type of like sword or like something, some type of like sharp ass knife, machetes and some shit. I need something like that and a gun, some type of artillery and weed. That'd be it, really, bro. It's nothing else you can really do. Like, if you can't have nobody with you. Your family dead. Your girl dead.
They're not dead. You was just saying
as far as like they can't get there. It's over. Yeah. That's dead.
I don't know where the fuck you at.
You can't get no internet, so that's dead.
Give me.
As long as some weed growing in that bitch.
Yeah. Give me some weed. Give me a chicken.
You said it's stuff like that on the island, so there should be something like that on the island.
Okay. Give me. Some sneakers.
You want sneakers?
I want some sneakers.
Why sneakers?
Because I can't be out there barefooted, bro. When I crash, I want to make sure I'm in some well-fitted Yeezys. Some well-fitted Yeezys.
You going to be having Yeezys in sand the whole time?
Nah, when I'm in the sand, I'm going to take them off. But when I'm going through the jungle, I need some sneakers. Can't be out there charging barefoot. When you be watching the Survivor shows, and anytime somebody gets stuck around and they be barefoot,
You right, some boots. I need some military grade steel toe boots.
Good mountain boots. Let me some good mountain boots.
I'm on a steel toe though.
Okay, because you can call somebody up.
Yeah, I can kick shit out of something. If something try to eat the hit the boom, the tip, I ain't gonna fuck nothing. Yeah. Something can bite through the top of that you can't go through.
And give me give me a motherfucking deck of cards.
Bro, you know what I do? I make a basketball hoop out there fucking around with my dumb ass. I'll be out there working on my game. Well, I'll be the tightest nigga when I get back to the land.
So I'm a blacktop.
Nah, I don't need no blacktop, bro. I got the sand.
Give me a flint or a lighter. I'll fuck with a lighter.
I can make light. I mean, I can make fire.
So, all right. I'm tired of tell me about the censorship shit going on.
All right, bro. You know what? That's a rant, actually.
Okay.
Because at this point,
so I can wind down.
At this point, I'm tired of the censorship, this politically correct shit. This shit is annoying, bro. It's like nobody can have a fucking opinion or even just say what they feel no more. It's like, God damn, everybody's slamming everybody for just a damn thought.
So we a couple things. Wendy Williams dumbass back in the goddamn tabloids again for her running her mouth for her show again. She got to backtrack every goddamn day. Now niggas is trying to kill Bootsy for saying like he didn't want D-Wade to cut his son big.
You see how they kicked him out of you see how they kicked him out of Planet Fitness?
Who?
Bootsy.
Word?
Oh, you didn't see it? Did you just say Bootsy?
Yeah, Bootsy. Oh, you didn't Bootsy? See it?
Yeah, you didn't see they just kicked him out of Planet Fitness. That nigga was going here, bro. That nigga was going here. He was like, they got roaches. Talking about from Boosie.
Yo, I swear to God, Boosie is the funniest nigga ever.
I'm about to die, bro. I mean,
oh my God, he is the funniest nigga alive, bro. I swear to you. Nah, I did not see that.
I just seen that shit today.
That is funny. Oh my God, that is funny. But yeah, bro, I'm tired of it. It's getting to a point where, I mean, if a person have a feeling about something,
it is what it is. Fitness, they racist, they haters. They just put me out Planet Fitness because of what I said about Dwayne Wade's son. And they said I said a video of one of their employers was faggots or some shit. They chasing for Dwayne Wade's son. So don't go to Planet Fitness no more. Nobody goes to Planet Fitness. They got roaches in that bitch.
Yo, that is so funny for niggas to still be able to use.
Oh, my
God. They go hard on the F word, but I don't even want to say this shit.
Yo.
That's the political correctness I'm talking about. Like, I want to be able to say shit. Like,
yo,
fuck.
I've got banned on Facebook 3 times. I got banned on Facebook for a week each time for using that F word.
I want to say the R word too.
Yeah, that's.
I want to be able to call spades spades. I don't want to be able to call spades clubs no more. I'm done with that shit. That shit is dead, bro. Like,
but not at the same time. Like, at the same time,
this shit.
I want to say nah, bro.
That political correctness is dead,
though. I'm about to say nah. Certain places, yes, but as in. I would say like
people got to stop feeling so fucking offensive, like offended about everything. Like there's some people that might be attached to your culture that just might be exactly what the fuck these people talking about.
No, but you got to look at it. That's what they're always going to be. You can't go any certain places talk any kind of way. You got to know where you at.
Man, you listen, this is why I fuck with Andrew Schultz so much. Because he's one comedian that is not afraid to joke. This nigga was in Vancouver, right? This nigga said a joke. Well, he had a bit, right? He was talking about, and he just be freestyling this, which is so cool. He was talking about tipping people, and it went far left after this. But he was talking about what is a good tip out of Vancouver, because Vancouver just not started tipping people and all that good shit. He was talking about not being no Chinese and all that people. Now he was just getting out of shit. And then people was yelling out like 18%, 20%. And then one random person was like, well, 18% is a lot. He said that shit out mad loud. And he was like, that would be an Indian person that would say some shit like that. Not knowing that it was an Indian person. And he looked over there. He was like, dude, are you really Indian? He was like, yeah. The dude was like, yeah. And they was just cracking up and shit.
Yo, can you drop a bomb? It's time.
That nigga.
It's time for the biggity.
Yeah, buddy. I
feel like it's funny time.
He went to the point where he was like, Indian people having good hair.
Right.
And he was like, that's one of the reasons why white people scalping you niggas, scalping y'all because they wanted y'all hair.
But yo,
Indians is very fucking offensive.
It's not. What you trying to do with by that theory that you talk about, by letting it be free for whatever, is you trying to level the playing field back again. Like, we worked this all this time to be like
equal.
Now we're equalizing white people or or whoever else would get prosecuted the same way
as we did. Do.
So if we would do something out of line, we'd get lynched, we'd get whatever, anything.
But we not saying, but here's the thing. It's mostly us that's having to walk back a lot of the shit that we're saying.
You look at people like Wendy Williams, Antonio Brown, all these on apology tours all week.
Do you think that Lori, whatever that white girl name is that was out here, she a right winger and doing all of that?
She come back on her show the next day, popping the same heat.
You think Donald Trump give a fuck? You think these white people give a fuck about what they say and how they move? The KKK and all this, they don't give a fuck. They don't get nothing. I mean, yo, so if they going to be able to say and spew whatever hate or whatever bullshit they say, so it should be a free fall. Everybody should be able to say what the fuck they going to say. You just got to be able to live based off of whatever you, whatever it is. If a nigga running your mouth for saying whatever you say, you got to respect it because at the end of the day, he finds it disrespectful. Okay, cool. That's him personally. Everybody in the world is not about to sit here and keep on trying to be politically correct based off of trying to just spare people feelings. At the end of the day, I mean, shit.
Certain things
got to get said in order for motherfuckers to understand certain shit. And at the end of the day, what not for a person that can say it the right way or even just say it, getting it off his motherfucking chest, if that's what he feel in the moment, because if he don't feel like that later on, okay, walk it back. But in the moment, a motherfucker going to feel what they feel. Allow a person to feel in the moment. Because then, in that moment, a person will even be able to think about maybe I was wrong, or they're going to stand on their ground. You got to respect it. And whatever happens of that happens. Right. You got to allow people to still be able to make mistakes. It's like we want people to be perfect nowadays. We want people to be, you should only say this. When you get around people, you should only say that.
You got to come correct.
But what happened to when you see something, say something? What happened to that? Everybody's, when you see something, say something. They preaching that. But here's the thing. They don't want it to be, when you see something, say something. What if you see a midget? That's a midget. It's a bunch of words, but if the kids know midget, then they gonna say midget.
But he know
he's
a midget.
Fuck it. We're not trying to drill you.
Only kids are the most politically correct.
That's the thing.
That's how everybody should be.
What I say to my kids.
The kids, the way they do it is,
They see what they see. They're hard. So pure. They don't know anybody.
Like, oh shit, look at this.
I'm not meaning to hurt you. I'ma say what I see.
But certain people, like you said, certain people are raised to be that certain way.
And just say what they see. Don't put no band-aid on nothing. If this is what you see, say then call a spade a fucking spade. This is why, because listen, you can't keep trying to confuse people. Now, we're already at the point where we're adults, we can understand certain things, but as a kid, you want to confuse kids now? Now, it's already bad enough y'all confusing them in the system. So, y'all trying to also conform them to a way of thinking, to a way it's like, well, no, like, what if that's not what is right? It's like, you're teaching them right is wrong, and wrong is right. Which is completely opposite. It's supposed to be right is right and wrong is wrong. You're trying to cause I'm going to make an exception for this group of people. Or I'm going to make an exception for this group. Nah, man, fuck that. Ain't no exceptions. It is what it is. If you want comedy, if you want life, if you want this, if you want that, well, you're going to have to get it raw and uncut. Stop trying to be politically correct. This shit is, the world ain't politically correct. It's some shit out here that need to get said.
Right.
Like, fuck, man. We can't keep holding our tongues just because, you're sensitive. Fuck your sensitivity. I'm not sensitive. I don't filter shit with my kids because I don't want life ain't gonna filter shit to them.
That's funny.
I don't want my sons growing up, okay, they seeing boys turn into girls thinking that that's the way they should be. No, nigga, I'm a man.
Don't be out here inspired.
Like, what the fuck, nigga?
They out here inspiring kids.
They want that shit. They're making it seem like it's okay. And at the end of the day, kids don't have, and this is why I rock with what Bootsy said, because Bootsy really, I feel like when he was saying, don't cut this dick off, I feel like he was thinking metaphorically, don't cut his dick off.
Young Thug cleaned it up.
Yeah, he backed up and he said, okay, he everybody's got, okay, cool. But Boosie, I feel what he's saying because metaphorically, somebody had to say it. Metaphorically, if he might not be getting the transformation now, but in a sense of the taking him and feminizing him, you're cutting his dick off because you're no longer referring to him as being a boy. He could be a gay boy and be a boy still. Right. You're completely changing him into a woman. Now you're cutting his dick off. Now you're not. I understand that theory. So it's like, no, we don't need to tell a boy that he's a girl in order for him to be or feel the way he needs to feel. If you're a guy that feels feminine, nigga, feel feminine. Talk the way you talk, but be a guy, bro. You don't gotta be doing all of that shit. It just, I'm not subscribing to that. I understand that people are gay and they wanna be homosexual or gay, whatever the situation, be lesbian, whatever, LGBTQ plus, whatever. I understand that. Do what you do, but you don't have to become a completely different person in order to be yourself. Like, be you, bruh. And if it is, oh, I feel like I'm a woman, then yeah, you decide that you want to cut your jaw off or grow titties when you get to an age where you know, okay, this is not reversible. I cannot reverse this. As a 11, 12, 13-year-old fucking... You don't need to be growing titties and cutting penises off because, again, like he said, at 16, you might not know. He might fall in love with a woman and fucking change his mind. You don't know. He might be in a moment. It might be a phase for him. You don't know that. But changing his identity might hurt more than it might help. I mean, understand where the kid coming from. Understand, but we don't need to transform you in order for you to be you. Be exactly who you want to be. I'm going to love you for that. But this dress wearing and heels wearing, man, you ain't got to do all of that, bro. Put some sneakers on and some pants, bro. Mm-hmm. Women do that too, my nigga. You know what I mean? What the fuck? It ain't got to stop doing that. Like,
no, my thing is just don't promote it.
But here's the thing. When you are a celebrity, that's what's being promoted. Because the spotlight is on you all the time, so it's promotion. Anytime you take a picture, that's promotion.
They go extra with it.
Yes, but at the same time, every time they take a photo or post it on Instagram, that's promotion. Anytime they do anything and advertise, he's promoting it all over the fucking. Every time he goes somewhere and talk about it, it's promotion. That's the life of a celebrity. Everything is promotion. So. It is what it is, and if kids are aspiring to be like other people, then this is what you. I don't want my kids to aspire to be something like that because then it changes the dynamic of what they believe to be true. And now, this is not truth. That's his truth. That's not truth of life. That's his. But even still, that might not even be his truth. It might just be a phase. So understand and realize that, and just respect that, and just go through it. But just completely just doing the change. Nah, I'm not rolling with that, man. When you 21 plus.
I'm with Boosie. And you're on your show with Boosie.
21 plus, then you make those decisions. Under that, because it's like, no, man. I can't do that to my kid. I can't do that. I want you to experience some pussy before you tell me that you want to be gay.
Yeah,
I want you to experience some pussy before you tell me that, bro. Because you're not going to tell me that ill, icky pussy and you ain't never had none. You don't know what that shit feel like, bro. You get inside that shit, yo Jimmy going to be like, I'm about to squirt off. And I, come on, man. Like, you don't understand. You don't know. These are phases. These might be. And again, when you living in these areas like how they live, where they live, they're subject to a life.
Right.
So... understand what they do. Yeah, that's them. But that's not reality, man. And it's people out here that still feel that right is right and wrong is wrong. Men should be with women and women should be with men. And that's what people, you're not going to change people's beliefs. You're not going to do it by wearing a dress or wearing a heel. It's not going to change anything. It's not. And it's not hiding it because you're not wearing a dress or wearing heels. It's not, you're not speaking your truth or living your truth because you're not wearing a dress or wearing heels. It's not I that. Mean, it's I like what? What do you mean?
Part. I don't agree with that part. But you can't tell people how to be gay if they want
to. And I'm not telling a person how to be gay, but I'm saying like, what is it? What is okay?
You can't tell them like how far to extent to do it. Like,
but here's the thing: to what extent is it? What okay?
I don't know.
Okay, but here's the thing. But here's my thing: if you have a certain slur on your words, people know that you're gay.
Spicy.
If you if you have a certain walk, people know that you're gay. You don't need to put on heels or a dress in order for a person to know that you're gay.
No, but that's, I don't know, like, that's just like,
like, know. It's, you but it's, is it really that serious, though?
Yeah, I don't care if they do all that shit. I care about just, don't let the child do it. I don't care, do, dress how you want to do
it. But that's where I'm at with it.
But there's just don't
make that's, what yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. As an adult, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you've made your decision. Yeah. You're old enough to make that decision. I don't give a fuck. You pay bills. You live in life. You know how to do shit. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. But as my child, I'm not doing that. I identify as a woman. Well, I'm not going to buy you no dresses, my guy. So you're going to keep wearing these pants and wearing these sneakers. And that's what you're going to wear, my nigga. You can be a little gay self. I don't care. But you ain't about to be wearing no dresses and shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about that. I don't care. But you're not going to be doing that.
All right, so.
Make that decision later on in life.
All right, anything else?
Shit.
You got anything else? What else we got?
We had some shit, but we ain't going to do it. We're going to get some more information before we do that.
Yeah, I just need one more week.
Yeah, we're going to get some more information. Because this shit is serious. And I had enough of this shit, too. I really had enough of this, and I would like, I can't wait to get into this topic. Wait, next week, next podcast is going to be good, because we might dedicate the whole podcast strictly to this, because I'm done, and we gonna get some more information, and we gonna.
All right, so.
Light week. We ain't going to go so heavy.
Let's go, midweek podcast. No, that's the weekend. It's the weekend podcast.
Yeah, because today is Thursday.
Yes, I don't got to work Thursday. Tomorrow. I got the whole weekend on.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Shout out to Fortnite for updating. Updating their shit.
We got to plug it out one time.
Yes, sir. Shout out to every third quarter boy out here. Shout out to every new market that we got. Shout out to every new subscriber that we received. Shout out to every new state, new person that's heard, and new... everything. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to people that support. Please keep supporting. Please keep subscribing. Please keep advocating for the third quarter boys, man. I mean, we just some young niggas kicking our own shit, man. We got our own ideas. We got our own minds. We have our own ways. And I know it's probably niggas I hear that or people I want to generalize and say niggas, but I know people out here feel the same way we feel. So, keep on rocking.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree, I'm sorry.
You know why you're here.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you don't agree. But at the end of the day, this is our opinion. And I mean, if you have your opinion, make a podcast. And we listen. Yeah. And we can critique.
Yeah. So, where can you find us?
You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Google. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Google Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. And when you go there, press that subscribe button. Press that subscribe button. You can find us on Third Quarter Boys on Instagram too. And when you go there, press that follow button. We'll make sure we give a follow back.
Yes, definitely.
Everything organic, people. We just want to have fun. Shout out to the motherfucking weed man, as always.
The edible definitely can't do.
And until next time, people, we're going to holler at you.